This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do that in a minute. 3RQ next segment. So Hoff will ask the questions instead of Sal. Hopefully they're as good. That's where they are. Susan Waldman's going to join me at 1. That'll be fun. And a little football note here. So first on the Giants, obviously the Jets and the Giants are in camp. Just like that, bang. I mean, it's amazing. You know, it feels like yesterday was Memorial Day. Summer just starting. 4th of July. You know, before you know it, Labor Day. And here we are. We're already getting bombarded with the social media clips and the over-analyzing of 7-on-7s and old pads. But hey, it's at least until there's real football, it's the earliest version of football, which is good by me, and I know good by you. Now, here's what Dable said. No surprise with the Russell Wilson start. Russell Wilson news anointed him obviously the unquestioned starter. He's the guy. What he did say, and I don't think this is incredibly surprising, but it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out, that there's an open competition for the number two spot between Jameis Winston and Jackson Dart. Now, and I did think, and I saw this quick, that I think I saw Jackson Dart throw a pick on his first attempt. I think, and I don't know if it was a red zone pick. It was? Was it red zone? Was it a pick six? I thought it was a pick six. Oh, God. You drafted the wrong guy. God. I would say through two? Okay, I got you. Yeah, he did throw a sloppy one early. Whatever. I like him. I like that the fact that the Giants went out there, were aggressive, and they got him. Now, how this plays out, I have no idea. I can promise you that the guy that he's battling the number two spot for in camp, he's going to throw a few picks as well because that's what he always does, Jameis Winston. Now, what I think is really interesting, and this is the line that the Giants are going to have to straddle, and I don't think it's that easy. All right. Now, I think what you get from Russell Wilson this year is pretty much what you got last year. You know, still a pretty good deep thrower, not the athlete he used to be, smart, tough, good leader. I think that he'll do, not great, but I think he'll be definitely functional, definitely viable. All right? I think Russell Wilson's probably going to hold on to the starting job for a while. Maybe the whole season. You know, not a 30-touchdown guy, but just decent quarterback play. Not great enough to say, wow, this is amazing. And certainly not bad enough to say, geez, all right, after 3 weeks, let's go, pull him. No, I think he's going to be pretty decent, solid, you know, 13th, 14th best quarterback in football, something like that. So now where you get the main point here, the open comp for number two, all right, the open competition is going to happen now, not necessarily during the season, because Russell Wilson is going to get all the reps there, and they don't practice nearly as much. But if Like, if it's Jameis, say if Jameis Winston wins the number two job based on how he plays in some of the games during the summer, well, where the hell is Jackson Dart getting any sort of preparation or any reps? He's not. That's what's tricky. And listen, if you're a Super Bowl team and, you know, your backup is at least instrumental, God forbid, like if you take a team like the Bills, you know, the Chiefs, teams that on paper, you know, Eagles have a real chance to win. Well, you want your number two to be an established vet who can kind of piece it together, at least, you know, get you to the playoffs if there's something catastrophic. You don't really need that here. Giants aren't going to the Super Bowl. Giants probably aren't going to even be a playoff team. Although I do think they'll be better than maybe some of you do, but this is not the year it's going to really pop for the Giants. I think most of us know that here. And if that's the case, the need for, you know, even though Jameis Winston's not really buttoned up, if you know what I mean, but for an established veteran, number two, is lessened. So if that's the case, why wouldn't you just have Jackson Dart be the number two? So he could at least get the other 15, 20, 25% of the snaps to get him ready to play. I think, this is just my opinion, I said this a couple of months ago, I love the guy, man. His personality is infectious. I think he's good for team morale. I'm not looking to get rid of him. I'm a Jameis Winston fan. I think he's going to get cut. That's my prediction. Watch, he'll wind up starting and he'll throw 31 touchdowns. And then Milton can call me and say that I was wrong. You happy, Mil? No, I don't understand how that would really work out in a way that's conducive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
To allow Dart to grow. Like, if he's the third stringer and he gets no snaps, then you don't even really know what you have going into year two, which is what I'm not looking to do. So Wilson's the starter, as he should be. I think by saying it's an open competition, I think a little deference, a little respect, and I get that as well. Dable, I think, played that well. Hey, it's open. We're not just going to hand it to the kid. Jameis has done some things in this league. Let's see how it shakes out. I think, and I hope, again, for the future of the Giants, that Dart wins the job. And then once he does, out of respect, you cut Winston and you let him go somewhere and actually be the backup. That's my read now. Unless Dart's a complete disaster, then that might change it. But I don't think he will be. I like him. 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the fan. Let me get Ian in New Jersey. What's going on, Ian? How you doing?
Hey, Brandon. Thanks for taking the call. No, just the other guy, Milton, I guess. I'm not over here trying to defend Brandon Tierney. I just, but when Milton was talking, it just, for some reason, it got something going inside me, a trigger, I guess. You know, people, what are you supposed to do? That's how you evaluate sports. You're allowed to have an opinion, and then new information comes in, and then your opinion changes. You know, it's kind of like, maybe it's a little bit of a hokey reference, but it is a little bit like the weather. You know, it's like we kind of know the weather, but things can change and new information comes about. And also, you're not a fan. You're a sports talk show host. You're supposed to evaluate and just say what you think is going to happen.
Of course.
So when fans do this, it drives me crazy because it's like, let the guy do his friggin' job, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, and, you know, it doesn't bother me because I get it. And the pushback, and Milton's been calling for years, even going back to the old station. Thanks for the call there, Ian. But so I like his aggression. I always find that, like, that's one of the things I enjoy the most. I don't mean battling with callers, but, you know, that give and take, that pull, that's what kind of sucked me in. I've said that, you know, Mike and Chris getting after callers with each other, like the juice. I love it. I really do. I always love that. So I'm not trying to get rid of it. And I'm not trying to tell anybody what to do or how to think. But think about this, like the weather analogy. So my buddies text me, let's say today's what, Wednesday. Hey, you know, you want, let's get out and play golf on Saturday, right? And let's just say, you know, go to the 10-day forecast as I usually do. You know, 99% chance thunderstorms, gusty winds, 20%. I'm going to write back, dude, weather looks awful. Nah, Fred, I'm not worth booking a tee time. Not going to happen, right? And then on Friday, the front completely blows out either to the ocean or a different part of the country. And now all of a sudden, it's nominal wind. It's partly sunny. It's not incredibly humid. Yo, let's play. Guess what? My opinion changed on whether or not we should play because the weather changed. To the caller's point. Let me get David in Boca Raton. Want to touch on Volpe and Alvarez. Two very important, interesting young players right now. What's going on, Dave? How are you?
What's up, BT? Listen, I've been listening to the station from day one, and I've only called like about 5-6 times, and I want to say you come across as such a good guy, man, that I wish you nothing but the best. Whatever you do in life, you really come across as a great guy. And I wish you nothing but the best. I wanted to start with that.
Thank you, man. Thank you, buddy.
So one of the things that makes me crazy, and listen, I know we have to talk about it every day, is we got to give these kids time. Now, I'm a Mets fan. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned yesterday robbing out Alan Trammell. When you get a chance, tell the audience how long it took them to have one good year. Just one. It took forever. And I know it's a different era. And I know Milwaukee can do it. And we can't do it. Or that's what we're told. But Milwaukee has the best record in baseball. But they can do it. But we can't. Sometimes we got to be patient. And I don't know if Volpe's the guy or not. I don't know that. But I'll compare him to Alvarez.
Uh-huh.
Right now you have Spencer Jones, who's the new hot girl in the block. Right? That's where he is. And I know you've known him longer than that, but in general, people, oh, no, we can't trade him unless we're getting a superstar. And I get that. It's tough to evaluate these guys. But when you look at Alvarez, he's younger than Spencer Jones.
I know.
And he's been in the league for 3 years. You got to give these guys time. I don't know if Alvarez is going to work out, but we got to give these guys time. And I just, that's all it is with Volpe. I don't know if he's the guy. Maybe he's a second baseman. Maybe he's a backup infielder, which mm-hmm. is fine, too. Mm-hmm. You need that. But sometimes we just got to be patient.
Yeah, I've said that a lot, Dave. You know, problem is with the ticket prices, with the payrolls, with
true.
The you know,
true.
It's tricky to be patient. But one thing that I've, and thank you for the call, and thank you for the nice words. I definitely appreciate that, man. Like, I remember saying this, really, I mean, I've said it often, but specifically during the Isaiah Nick disaster. Right? And I'm like, guys, because one of the pushbacks is you can't rebuild in New York. And what I've always said is that's absolute nonsense. I don't want to hear, that's not true. Because when you say that, you basically treat us, you know, like you're taking us as dummies and an inability to process things if it's going the right way. Like, I don't agree with that fundamentally. We will actually proactively, like from a Jets perspective, just do it right, man, for once. And we will get behind that. The thing that drove me nuts about the Knicks, and that's why I referenced the mid-2000s, Isaiah, Larry Brown after that 1 year, God almighty, the Dolan mess. My problem was is that there was no clear vision. There was no rebuild. It was, All right, let's take a flyer on an out-of-shape Eddie Curry. Let's give Jerome James 5 years, $30 million because he had one good series with Seattle in the playoffs with Seattle. You know, let's do all these dumb things to justify the ticket prices and try to just be okay rather than taking it on the chin, you know, willingly and stripping down, not taking it on the chin just because you suck, which is what they did anyway, but actually stripping it down, getting beat up, putting yourself in a position to get a top pick, and understanding, all right, it's going to be a little uncomfortable here. It just is, but we trust our vision, and more directly to my point, we trust our fans' ability to understand what we're doing. Like, remember when the Rangers sent, I forget what year it was, the Rangers sent their season ticket holders, I'm going to guess, I could be off on this, 5 years, 6 years, whatever it may have been, something like that. Hey, they were told exactly what we're doing. I know somebody will tweet me the year. And you know, Ranger fans, what I'm talking about. You got the letter. They told you there was nothing to interpret. We're rebuilding. We're stripping down. We're going to do this the right way. Now, they haven't won the Cup since, and I know that they're obviously in an odd space now, but they could have won. They won the President's Cup. You know, so they got there, and their message to you, whatever, 5, 6 years ago, it actually came to fruition. So you can rebuild, provided that it's done the right way. How you can't rebuild if you've got a payroll of $300 million. You can try to thread a needle and, like, you know, hold on to an Alvarez or hold on to a Beatty or hold on to a Jones or hold on to, obviously, a Lombard. And like, maybe half play it certain ways. But, yeah, I agree. I think the intelligence of fans and the ability to show some patience is vastly underrated, and it's been hijacked. I think you are okay with it, provided there's transparency. All right, BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, coming up, 3RQ, and we'll get back to the call. Susan Waldman coming up at 1. It's funny, you grab all the Volpe in the dirt, you hear the groans, the left side of the, you hear the groans behind Simpson's calls. I hear them. I know that you hear them, so we'll talk to Susan. And also, I want to get her thoughts on Jeter not going to Old Timers Day. We'll get into that as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries. And you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.